Welcome to the Authentic Conversations podcast with Give Impact. Here are your hosts, Liz Ward and Maya Bullock.
All right. For those of you who are listening for the very first time, welcome to the Authentic Conversations podcast by none other than your local Give Impact Advisory Services team here in Charlotte. You've got Liz and
Maya
and
Courtney.
And we are bringing a new podcast to help share the stories of the amazing people that we keep meeting. Our team works every day to create new paths for upward mobility here in Charlotte in a variety of ways, but that also means that we get to meet really cool people. We meet people that are doing the work. We meet people behind the scenes. We meet people who are ultimately being served in this community. And ultimately, we just realized after 4.5 years of doing this work that we couldn't keep that to ourselves. It was just so cool. Every week we're meeting somebody new, if not more often. And so after a year of lingering on this thought of launching a podcast and feeling like we were supposed to do that, we just decided to go for it. So for those of you who are listening, this is our first time recording. It is not going to be perfect, but we are excited that you're here and tuning in. So we're going to talk a little bit today about what we hope to accomplish with this podcast, some of the topics that we're going to explore this year, because those of you who know us, we spend a lot of time on housing, but this is so much more than that. This podcast is really going to be focused on people in our community and their amazing stories, and using this platform to talk about authentic things, sometimes joyful things, sometimes hard things. We're going to talk about real things with real people in this community, and hopefully it will challenge you. It'll lift you up, and hopefully it'll increase your connectivity with the people around you in our community. So we're going to use the next little bit to introduce the three of us. We've got more people that work with our Give Impact team, but today it's just me and Maya and Courtney, and we're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves and introduce the topic of authenticity. And then before we close out today, we're going to talk about some of the rules of the road that we are setting forth for this podcast to help that as we move forward through this and we talk with lots of different guests and amongst ourselves, that we're trying to do our best to create a safe, authentic space. So we are really excited to get into this. And I guess do you want to start? Okay. All right. Well, I will start with myself. I'm Liz Ward, and I'm a Charlotte native. I love this city from my head to my toes. And went to Chapel Hill for my undergrad and came back and have been here in Charlotte for a very long time. Married, have two kids, and a dog named Leroy, and started this business back 4.5 years ago, and Maya's been with me ever since the very beginning. I think we were, 2 months in? Mm-hmm. I think our homework or our task today is to say three authentic things about ourselves.
Yeah.
Should I do that now, or should I wait until you guys?
Go for it.
All right. Three authentic things about me. I'm going to be a little bit on a silly level to start with, because if my husband's listening, he will tell you that one of the things, maybe I think he finds it both funny and it drives him nuts, is that I love music and I love to sing, even if I don't know all the words to a song. And so often I find myself just, you know, jamming out and singing words that I realize don't actually match the actual lyrics of a song. So that's a random tidbit about me.
Love it.
I don't know about you guys. Does anybody else do that?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. I think my son just admitted that he does that. But
the song Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. For so long, I thought it was Don't Go Jason Waterfalls.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And then when you actually sing it when someone else is around, that's the best, because they then share with you.
All right. So this is going to be a prompt for our listeners. We're going to set up some stuff on Instagram and LinkedIn and probably set up an email called podcast@giveimpact.org. But if you have a song that you used to not sing the right words to, or still do just because you like it better that way, mm-hmm. please tell us what it is. That's so funny. What is something else authentic about me? My faith is a huge part of how I make decisions and how I live my life. But I'm really cautious about how I talk about it because I never want to alienate others. And I realize that faith can be kind of a tricky subject for many people because many people are in different areas in their journey. Some have decided that that's not part of their own beliefs or values. Many people, there's different, so many different religions in our community. And so I'm always just really careful, but I have had personal experiences in my life that lead me to believe that we have a creator and that we're not alone and that there's so much more than we could ever understand in this world. And so I know that I don't know everything. But I do know that when I move in tandem with things that feel right and feel authentic and feel aligned, and when I seek out that alignment, really awesome things tend to happen. And so I've got lots of different stories, and maybe we can share those down the road. But that is something that's really authentic about me, is that both that's how I make decisions, but I'm always cognizant and also sometimes a little afraid of being authentic with it because I don't want to alienate people or listeners or, you know, be in their face, but I want to be authentic with who I am. And so I'm learning to be more comfortable with talking about it.
What's your third thing?
Oh, Lord. My third thing. Okay. Third thing is that, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but my nickname since I was little was Busy Lizzie. And for those of you who know me but maybe didn't know that fact, you're probably going to go, oh, yeah, that seems right. Because ever since I was a little girl, I didn't sit still. Constant motion, constant movement, both in my body and in my words and my mind. And I've just always had that. And it wasn't until a year ago. And for the listeners, yes, I'm going to reveal my age because my 40th birthday is right around the corner. It was a year ago, almost exactly, that I got diagnosed with ADHD. And I'm kind of like in shock and awe that I could have lived so far in my life and not know that about myself. And then once I figured that out, I had so many people in my life that were like, you didn't know that? But it makes sense. And I go back and I can see it all the way from my childhood. And there's just a lot of coping mechanisms that I developed throughout my life. But I've been on this like beautiful, awesome journey over the last year, learning more about how my brain works and how it's different than other people and learning to embrace that and also just work on being kind to myself. As our friend Megan often encourages me to do, be kind to my friend Liz.
Shout out to Megan Good.
Yeah, shout out to Megan Good. Those are some of our favorite words from a very wise woman. So that's something authentic about me, is that both that is identify very strongly with that, but I also, it's my superpower and my kryptonite at times. And so just moving through that with keen awareness and support from you guys has been huge. So those are my three things.
I love it.
Yeah. What about you, Maya?
Well, I'm Maya. I am from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I moved to Charlotte in 2017 as to somewhat start my life over away from home, but not too far. And I would say that in this season of my life is just really special because I am engaged and about to be married to the best man ever. Shout out to Mark. Woo-hoo. And I became a homeowner last year, which has always been just a personal goal. And it's really special because building generational wealth is just at the forefront for me in all important things. So I would say three authentic things about me is I'm a creative. I feel like when I'm creating, whether if it's taking pictures or designing, it's like meditation or peace. Creativity is like one of the best parts of me, and it's always been since I was a child. So I love that. Yeah. I would say two, I feel like I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. I am like the advocate, the person who always wants to do what's right for everybody, and the protester, like the one that's going to bring the history up and teach others and just advocate. And I feel like it's so important to have those people because, you know, it's good to know that someone around you in the room cares. So that is a second authentic thing about me. And a third is what everyone always tells me is that I'm an empath.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
With a capital E.
Literally. It can be a good or bad thing, I guess, sometimes. If you care too much, but I don't think I think about it.
Well, you like for those of you on the that are listening that maybe don't know what an empath is, like it's you really take on other people's emotions,
yeah,
in your own body. You feel it, you pick up on things, and it's absolutely your superpower.
But it's so crazy because I don't know that I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all call it out when it's happening.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And Maya's very always in tuned with what's going on with other people, but that's definitely a big part of you being an empath.
Always aligned.
Alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the perfect segue to pass the ball to Courtney.
Hi, I'm Courtney Folks. I've been in Charlotte since I was about 10 years old. Moved around a good bit when I was younger. So I was actually born in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So home of the Amish. We moved to Portland, Oregon when I was about 9 months old. I was there until I was five. Moved to Olympia, Washington, which is actually the capital. A lot of people think it's Seattle. Was there until I was... What?
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Fun fact for the day. Another fun fact is I actually lived in North Dakota for 3 months. So if we went to North Dakota for 3 months, I would not recommend it. My mom often shares the story that I cried because my chapstick was frozen and it was just, yeah, not made for the cold weather.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Charlotte when I was about 10. So been here ever since. I love Charlotte. Seen it just change so much. Yeah. Such a growing city, but also such a gift to have friends from high school and college and after as well. Let's see. So three authentic things about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to say this is uncomfortable. I know we're all about authenticity and that's the purpose of this. And I think sometimes when we acknowledge what we're feeling, we can then make space for peace.
Mm-hmm.
I receive.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. So I will bring it back to when I was a little girl. Two things that I wanted to do when I grew up. So I grew up with a single mom. I knew that she struggled financially. She worked incredibly hard, three jobs, so that I could do competitive gymnastics growing up. So one of the things that I wanted to be was a cashier when I was like younger, probably four or five. And the reason for that is I thought that I would get to keep all the money and I could then help my mom. So I think that that is just part of the spirit of my soul of who I am. Also an empath, felt that struggle and knew how important it was to her for me to not know that struggle. The other thing that I wanted to be was I wanted to work in a jail and I wanted to be the one that had the key. And the reason for that is I wanted to go in and free everyone who was in jail. And the idea with that was I wanted people to have the opportunity to have a second chance. And I think that speaks to just my passion and persistence in fulfilling what I believe is God's mission for my life, to meet people where they are and to be the hands and feet of Jesus, of allowing people to know they're worthy and deserving of a beautiful life. And so that's come up in so many ways, whether that's meeting someone in the woods who needs a place to live, whether that's, you know, of course, our meeting and our time together. You all have provided me with that same gift and hope.
And for our listeners, we'll go into this more in the future, and I'm excited. I just want to, like, dig right in. But Courtney is a counselor and has worked in jails and served those who were undergoing incarceration and helped give them that hope and help them through things they were going through. So, I can't wait to talk about that. So I didn't know that that was a thing growing up. That this is, so we're learning some of this new stuff alongside you guys.
I have a smile on my face. There's just something that, something so special about both of you, and I'm so grateful
to
share this space together. So let's see.
Yeah, your third thing.
Third thing. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I would say just an open spirit. And this line of coloring outside the box comes to mind, or coloring outside the lines. You know, there's part of my personality, just with some of the experiences I've had, wanting to have control and wanting things to be perfect and organized. And I think over the years, I've really had the opportunity, because I've been open and willing to step outside of that and see, you know, with creativity and with that passion and persistence of just allowing myself to let go and be open and flexible and allow life to happen, which has really been a gift.
Which, if we were to name your superpower, going on to what something Megan said earlier when we were talking with her, is your connectedness, your ability to connect with others. And I think your openness of spirit is part of that.
Thank you.
Because you're open to giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. And that that openness really allows for connectivity.
That's like, I would give your superpower connectedness and Courtney's safety. I don't know. It's just something special about how you, Liz, you're so authentic. And I always give this analogy that Liz is like the face, and she's so bold and brave. And, you know, she can go into a room and speak to anybody. And, like, for me, I'm more shy and reserved. But I think that's beautiful that she can go and just connect with any and everyone and relate to any and everyone around the city and beyond. And Courtney, just, she provides a safe space for any and everyone. And a few weeks ago, she actually remembered a birthday of someone who is currently homeless and took a birthday cake to the campsite in the woods. And I saw that and just thought that was just beautiful. And so special. And I just love those things about y'all.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something we all have in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even though
they overlap,
Maya, you are not one to raise your hand to be a public speaker, you have grown so much over the last 4 years. And it's amazing. It really is. Because even like recently, we're working on a new development, affordable housing development. And we were hosted an event for people who were interested in learning more about it. And I asked Maya if she wanted to say anything, and she was like, no, you know, I'll stand in the back and, you know, be there for questions and stuff like that. But, and then in the middle of it, I don't know, we just were flowing, and Maya got up and decided to come to the front of the room and shared in such an authentic way what was on your mind and your thoughts. And I was just so elated that I literally just dropped everything and hugged you. I was so excited. I was like, this, we're going off script. This is not what we're supposed to be doing. But I was just so excited. And you've grown so much. And so even though I know you don't like to be the center of attention, that's okay. Because we're all made differently.
Thank you.
And there's such power in being a good listener. And that's something that I've truly experienced since I've known you. You know, I called Maya a few weeks ago. I was really struggling with making a decision, and she had said the word alignment, and it kept coming to mind, and I just needed to call her. And she spoke to that alignment. She was able to help me process. She very quickly shared the pros and cons, and these are the ways that I've heard you, because she did listen. And I was able to come to a decision that I felt peace with, and I hope you can accept that. I'm very grateful for your wisdom and your ability to listen and actually hear what people are saying.
Thank you. It's my honor, honestly, to be here with you and to do life here in this space.
What was it that you said? We were talking the other day, because, you know, we often call Maya our gatekeeper in this work, just because we've got a million things going on. If you want something to happen, like, you got to go to Maya. But she's also, like, an excellent protector of each and every person on our team. And what do you call it, 10 toes down?
Yeah. I'm always 10 toes down.
I just loved that.
I need to know more about this.
Yeah. It just means, like, I'm solid. Like, I'm going to always have your back 10 toes down about any and everything.
I love that. And so for those who also haven't been to our office, like, today we are in a podcasting studio, you know, official equipment and all that kind of stuff, which we were a little nervous about, because normally when we have conversations with people, we are in our office, which is a very sacred space for us. We have been very intentional about the energy, the way it's decorated. Lots of people walk into our office and they're like, is this an apartment?
Is this a living room?
It's like, what's happening?
Is this a counseling office?
But we realized, like, a couple years in, like, that we were doing all these meetings out at coffee shops, which we love doing because we like supporting local businesses. But also, sometimes it's hard to get real when you, one, are surrounded by a bunch of noise and things are going on around you. And two, like, you know, you don't want other people eavesdropping or listening in on your stuff. And I also recognize the irony that we're now talking about things so that all people can hear things, which is something we've been working through. But we've been very intentional about creating a safe space in our office. And so it is interesting to kind of shift to the podcast room. But what we're trying to do, some of the things you may have heard at the very beginning was a sound. You may have heard a vibration. This is one of the things that we do often is I have a Tibetan singing bowl. It's not, you know, particularly fancy. Yes, I got it off of Amazon. But it makes the most beautiful sound. And it's like the vibrations you feel just calm you. And I often use it for centering. I often use it for praying. So, like, if I'm trying to, like, put positive energy into particular things, I'll go through and I'll use that to pray over different things that are going on. I'll use it even for work. We use it for challenging situations when there's tensions or other things going on. And the other tool that we use in our space that we brought with us today is our cards. They're affirmation cards. We've got a couple different decks. If you're not familiar with affirmation cards, they just have something positive on them. It's a word, phrase, something that can help pour into you. And so we kind of spread them out on the table, turn them around, and then we pick one and just kind of see how it lands. And so we do this often on Monday mornings. Sometimes when new people are in our office, we invite them to participate in pulling a card. There's a lot of people in our office space. We're at a Huga, which is a co-working, so we've got our own little suite, but there's lots of people that know that they can come down and knock on our door and come get a card, and so we're happy to have that
that tool
that we can share with others. So Maya's going to pull a card.
Yeah, I need to pull a card for the day. So I typically just, like, I close my eyes and ask God, like, what message do you have for me today? What do I need to take in? So, today's card is, I find a deeper meaning in personal growth. Admit the discomfort. And the card is like a series of different phases of moons, like a crescent moon, a half moon, then a full moon. It's just so fitting.
I find a deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. So
Gosh, we're in.
We're in it.
We're in it.
Courtney, like, you said it. This is uncomfortable.
It is. And we're doing it.
We're doing it. Yeah, because each of us have been talking about this. We're like, it's hard to talk about yourself.
It's like my least favorite thing. And I like have anxiety for all those who can relate. So this is definitely gonna be like me stepping out into like a season of growth through this podcast. So thank you for being on this journey with me.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful opportunity to build confidence in that. I recently started cold plunging. Liz, you still have to come with me.
Yep.
And I walked in yesterday. It was cold. It was rainy. And looked at the girl and said, I don't want to do this today. And with a big smile on her face, she didn't miss a beat. She said, and you're going to do it anyway. I said, you're absolutely right. And I thought there was such beauty in that. Like, I was choosing to do something hard and uncomfortable because I knew the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I left with a smile. I felt great. And I was really proud of myself for doing it.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Do you want to pull a card?
I would love to. My approach is always pull one from the bottom. I choose love no matter what.
So true about you.
That's special.
How does that land?
So I did not share my relationship status when we introduced ourselves. You know, Liz, you shared that you're married with a family. Maya is in this really exciting season of getting married soon, and you're just going to be the most beautiful bride. I've been in a season of singleness for a long time. I hope and I will have a family one day. That's definitely a desire of my heart. But it has been a tough season. I'm in a different place than a lot of my friends and family. And, you know, it's been referred to as the season of singleness, the sad girl season. And, you know, the last, I would say, year, I've been able to just reframe that. And again, Maya, with her beautiful wisdom, recently said, it's an opportunity and season of growth.
And discovery.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a word you use, discovery. That's exactly what it is. So I think as silly as Valentine's Day may be, I know it's a made-up holiday, but it has been a sad day in years past, you know, longing for that partner. And so I choose love no matter what. I choose love for myself. I choose love and honoring those around me.
Court. So literally the day that I met Mark, it was New Year's Eve 2021, and I'm like, I've been single for 6 years. Like, I have no plans for New Year's Eve. Like, I'm such a fireworks kind of gal, mm-hmm. and like all romance. I was like, I'm going to take myself on a date to the movies. So I went to go see A Journal for Jordan, which is like a love story. And my friend Shakira, shout out Shakira, she invited me over to where they were having friends at someone's house. And I'm like, I'll text you like when the movie's over. And I get there and Mark's there. He approaches me within 5 minutes of stepping in the door. And what I want to offer you is that it comes when you least expect it, mm-hmm. like on holidays or certain days that may feel lonely. Take yourself out. You never know what could come of it and what can happen. You should definitely mm-hmm. do that this Friday. Valentine's Day is coming up.
I think find a good movie. That's a great idea. Ooh, go do something. And I get the privilege of – I knew Maya before she met Mark, and when mm-hmm. she was in that season of longing for partnership and wanting to know what that next phase was. I think that was maybe a big part, is your planner.
Yeah.
And you want – you type A. I think all of us have some type A-ness. And your planner. And so you wanted to know what was next. And you were eager to know what was next. And you also were uncertain in valuing what you had to give someone.
Mm-hmm.
And would you find someone that really got you and understood you and valued you? And I was on the other side of the table saying, of course, like, of course someone is going to love you. Like, of course, like, and that was my heart's prayer for you, is that like, and for all of the people in my life, is that you find someone who loves and appreciates you for you, that doesn't desire you to change. That doesn't mean like we can't grow and change. All of us can grow and change and become better people all throughout our life. But we are our core. Like, for someone to just truly see you as you are and see your soul and appreciate you, I knew that you would find that person. And lo and behold, then Mark showed up. And of course, he is that person. I met him immediately. I was like, yep, this is it. You're done. Like, all
here
done.
He is.
And Courtney, I feel the same way about you.
Totally.
You're amazing.
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 She's so, single.
Yeah. All right. Any listeners? She's amazing. But really, your person's going to show up. But there's a lesson in that for us, because I had that when I had a period of waiting when, you know, when I was trying to get pregnant with my first child, of this, like, I know what I want the next season to be, but it hasn't shown up yet. Why? I was in this period, the season of waiting and wanting. And I think there's a lot we can learn in those seasons. And sometimes we don't learn the full season, full lesson until the season's over. And then you're looking back and you're like, oh, but there's a lot to be learned from that. And so just, you know, my encouragement is for everybody who's listening and for you is just be present in this season and trust and know that, you know, there's perfect timing for everything. And that can be really hard when we're waiting. But somehow when we trust and we continue to seek for alignment, things just work together for good. And so just continue to have faith that you're not alone and that we're all in this together and that you're worthy because you are human.
So worthy. I can't wait until we look back on this episode 1 year, you know, in a relationship and growing with that person and reflecting on this moment and everything that you said. It's just going to be so special.
Speaking of 1 year, so Maya is the person behind the scenes on this podcast who is like planning out our roadmap. And I've got a document sitting right in front of me that has an idea for, let me go to the fourth page. We've got 20 episodes outlined with different amazing people across our community that we want to interview and bring to you, and with different topics all the way from mental health, faith and housing, meeting our neighbors.
I'm so excited about that.
I can't wait.
Just had a conversation with someone who is ready to jump in yesterday.
Yeah, I can't wait. And so there's several people that Courtney knows that have real world experiences and lived experiences with a variety of housing experiences and needs, and that are willing to come in and talk to us about that and talk to us about who they are. And we can't wait to do that. I think we're going to do that several times over the coming year. Also, this year is our fifth anniversary at Give Impact. I can't believe, I guess time flies when you're having fun. And boy, it's been fun.
We have a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so if, for those of you who are like, I'm listening to this thing because a friend sent it to me, but I have absolutely no idea who these people are, what this Give Impact thing is, just Google us, or www.giveimpact.org. And we are just a group of humans here in Charlotte that know something about affordable housing and upward mobility, or and have a desire to increase connectivity and opportunity for people in our community. And so we strive every day to create more connections and more synergy in our community so that the outcomes can just continue to improve. And so that's how we work. We'll probably dibble dabble here and there throughout the episodes to share a little bit more about some of our work. But really, this isn't about us. This is about us trying to highlight others in our community and have real conversations, and encourage others to have real conversations, because that's where beautiful things lie. So I'm excited to see things that they have taught us is to speak from our own perspective. And so using statements like I instead of making broad statements like we, they, our, and lumping a whole bunch of people in. So now I know we may have to correct one another if we, and I ask that we do, that we correct one another if we hear those types of statements. Or listeners, if you hear us say that, message us, email us, because our intention is to try and each speak from our own perspective. And that, we'll get in more into this, I think, in a future episode, but another little tidbit that we learned from a TED Talk in the same realm of the equity circle is using the language of what you said when we're talking about something that maybe someone did that hurt us or something that it's what you said, not who you are. And so really trying to focus on actions when we get into talking about difficult things, what someone's actions were versus trying to cast it on their entire character. Because yes, our actions do reflect us, but we're not defined by those. People make mistakes and we learn and we grow from them. And so we always have a chance to learn and grow from our mistakes. And so I don't believe that people are completely defined by the decisions they've made in the past. So we're going to try and keep that in mind. The second one is, in that same vein, is this is a judgment-free zone. So we're gonna be talking about hard things, also some exciting things. Mm-hmm. But either way, we want people to feel free to be themselves. And so this is a judgment-free zone. Also, like if listeners want to send us messages or if you've got topics you want to talk about, like send it in, judgment-free zone, and we would love to hear your thoughts. The third is to respect one another. Always have respect when we're talking to others and to each of us and what we may need in that moment. That we're not here to try and force anything. And fourth is that we believe, this is so important, we truly believe that our words and our intentions have power. So we're trying to be intentional about being positive. There's a lot of negativity swirling in this world. And we are here, we feel called, I think each of us have talked about this, to shine light. And that is one of the intentions of this podcast, is to shine light. And so we're trying to be intentional. That doesn't mean that we can't talk about hard things. This is a space where we can talk about hard things. But we want to be intentional about our words. And so that's really important. The next one is that, we ever talked about this, is a lens that we're not defined by our actions and to be careful with our words. Okay. Guys, this one's really important, especially in a room full of people who care about or think maybe a little too much about being perfect. And for those who don't know me, I openly say I'm a perpetually recovering perfectionist.
That makes three of us.
And so we are reciting this mantra. We might have to say it over and over again. We are imperfect. We will make mistakes. But we desire to live in a place of truth, even when it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are imperfect, and we will make mistakes. But we desire to live in a place of truth, even when it's difficult. And that's something, shout out to Shane, who's my coach, that I've been working with for a couple years. And he's really helped me embrace that, to see that, reflect on it. And that is a huge mantra I'm living with right now, is that even when we're going through something difficult, it is so much more freeing to live in a place of truth and instead of sweeping something under the rug or pretending like it doesn't happen, but also embracing that we're imperfect. And so each of us were like, oh my gosh, we're about to film this first podcast. And so we talked about, we're just going to embrace that there will be imperfections. And that is okay. And I try and tell my kids that all the time. Like, I love you no matter what. I love you when you're happy. I love you when you're sad. I love you when you make mistakes, even when I'm mad. And yes, nobody's allowed to take that for the record because I'm writing a book. And yeah, but we are all imperfect. And we are still worthy of love. And then the very last one is that we're all committing to strive to be authentic in what we share. And that doesn't mean that we have to reveal all of our vulnerabilities or all of our traumas, but that we're here and we're ready to show up and we're ready to flow and seek that alignment and seek where we can show up as our authentic self. And often we tell our clients this a lot, is to pay attention to fear. When we feel fear bubbling up, and to really hold that out there and pay attention to it, because when fear bubbles up, that's not a place of truth or authenticity. I mean, it may be real, but it also may be a figment of your imagination, and fear is not what should guide our decisions. Love is. And so if we're in this space and we start to feel fear rising, we've got to call it out, whether you just write it down in front of you or set it to the side and kind of figure out, listen to that. You just, I've never gotten this card out of all the years we've had this deck. It says, my energy creates my reality. What I focus on is what I will manifest. Ooh. My energy creates my reality. What I focus on is what I will manifest. And so kudos to us for showing up here despite our fear, despite our uncertainty. And I'm really grateful to have spent this time with you guys. And I'm grateful to all of our listeners for tuning in to check this out. And 333, we are ending the call. Thank you guys so much. And we really look forward to announcing soon who our podcast number two is. Are we allowed to say who it is yet? Yeah. Okay. We are going to be interviewing Justin Perry, and talking about managing mental health in a changing world. And so we are really excited because we love Justin. He's amazing. And we can't wait to introduce you to him. So stay tuned. And in the meantime, don't forget, you're worthy.